Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer for Contentment by Christine Perry. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Psalm 34:10. Would you say that you're content? With many things in life, our contentment seems to ebb and flow. At least this has been true in my own life. I think I'm content, and then the Lord shakes things up and removes things, and I quickly find myself wrestling with being content. But like joy, contentment does not come and go based on our circumstances. Contentment is something that happens despite our circumstances. When Paul was in prison, he wrote this to the church in Philippi. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere, in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:11-13. Sometimes the Lord allows us to endure very challenging situations. It could be a number of things. You're in a loveless marriage, your health is declining, your children are struggling, you feel like you've waited long enough for your ideal career or spouse, or you've been praying desperately for a child. In life, we will always want something else we don't have. The key to contentment is getting our eyes off the one thing we don't have and onto the one thing, i.e. Jesus, who will always be enough. Of course, this takes a while for our emotions to line up with the truth, but it is the truth. Psalm 23:1 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Additionally, "The Lord is our portion," Lamentations 3:24. "His grace is sufficient," 2 Corinthians 12:9. "He is our hope," Psalm 62:5. "He is our help," Psalm 33:20. And "our sustainer," Psalm 54:4. Because we are human, we are prone to selfishness. The more we think about what we don't have, the more we want what we don't have. However, the opposite can be true. When we think about how much we have already been given, we find how much more we have. When we look around instead of at ourselves and our circumstances, we begin to see the needs of others. Someone will always have it better than you, but someone will always have it worse. Find the one that has it worse than you and serve them, it will inevitably get your eyes off of you. If we are to walk like Jesus walked, as it says in 1 John 2:6, we are called to serve and not be served, Matthew 20:28. Have you ever asked God how you can serve Him? Sometimes we find ourselves so desperate for the one thing we don't have, we lose sight of why we are here. That's to serve the one who made us and gave us life. God is worthy and so well deserving of everything we have and everything we are. It's important to keep in mind that God loves us more than anyone else possibly could. If He is saying no in this season, it's for your best. In 2 Samuel 22:31 and 32, it says, "As for God, His way is perfect. The Lord's word is flawless. He shields all who take refuge in Him. For who is God besides the Lord, and who is the rock except our God?" Let's pray. Dear Father, thank You for another day of life. Thank You for waking us up. Thank You that despite our circumstances, Your truth anchors us to You, our sure and steady cornerstone, Ephesians 2:20. Father, we are sorry our eyes have been on our circumstances and what we don't have instead of on You. God, we are so prone to selfishness. Please help us to lift our eyes to You. Thank You that You don't withhold any good thing from us, Psalm 84:11. Lord, I also pray that we would be useful to You and prepared to do any good work, 2 Timothy 2:21. Please guide and direct us to where You want us to be. Help our ears to be attentive to what You have to say, and help us to be quick to obey. Lord, we are nothing without You, Galatians 6:3. And we can do nothing apart from You, John 15:5. Please help us to be more like You. Help us to love You and others more, because then we are the most filled. We need You. Thank You for being attentive to our prayers. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app, so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, "God won't give you more than you can handle," "Time heals all wounds," and "Follow your heart." We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.